behind every self-defeating behavior is a lie that we have chosen to believe. And so we got to allow God to set us free from that, and that comes through the truth.
Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, the podcast designed to champion parents to raise spiritual leaders.
Hi, everyone. It's Rodney Michelle Gage with the Winning Family Podcast. It's an honor to have you join with us today. So whether you're watching or you're listening to this episode, we're so honored that you're here. Let me just encourage you right out of the gate, go ahead and rate and review our podcast. We'd love for you to help us share the word with other parents that perhaps that you know that could really just benefit from the words of encouragement, the insight, and hopefully the practical how-tos that will help you raise strong, spiritual, godly kids. And that's our heart's desire. We'd love to hear from you. So any questions that you would love for us to address, answer when it comes to future episodes, we would love to be able to do that. We're in a series of conversations related to what it looks like to raise strong, spiritually and morally resilient kids. And so in our last episode, we talked about being a spiritual trendsetter. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about what it means to be an identity detective. What does that mean? Well, an identity detective is obviously, as a parent, it's important that we come alongside and not only help lay the strong spiritual foundation in the lives of our kids, but help them in this area of a strong identity. And the reason why is because obviously a lot of our kids' identities are, in now more than ever, you know, are being in question because of so many voices that they're hearing. And a lot of kids are questioning their own identity. And so the last thing we want is to see a generation of young people, you know, who are questioning who God originally made them to be. And so as parents, it's a tremendous responsibility. And at the same time, I know, you know, a challenge that, you know, parents are really working through this issue of helping their kids stand firm and to ultimately be secure in who they are when it comes to their own identity.
Absolutely. And as we talked about in our last podcast about being a spiritual trendsetter, which I encourage you to go back and listen to it if you missed that one. But it's just so important that we're laying that foundation as early as possible. I mean... Even if you are pregnant right now and you've got a child in the womb, you can begin to speak the identity that Christ has called us to have, the purpose he has for our children. You can speak that over their life, even inside the womb. And when they come into the world, you begin to speak that life into them, which is, to me, is the scripture. It is, there's power in the word of God. You know, the Bible tells us that we do have an enemy in John 10:10. The thief, the accuser, has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and life to the full. So when we speak the words of the Bible, the truth of God's word, we're speaking life over our children. And when the enemy is, he's out to get our kids. Absolutely, there's a war for our kids. For ourselves as well, to steal the purpose, the calling on our life, to steal the confidence that God wants us as parents to have for ourselves and to speak into our kids. The enemy's working round the clock. It seems like in our culture right now, round the clock to tear down our children's identity.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the scripture teaches in 1 Peter 5:8. It says the enemy, Satan, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And it's important that we realize as parents that, you know, we do, you know, face a real adversary each and every day. You know, you mentioned John 10:10, you know, he's come to rob us. In other words, the devil wants to come and steal that identity. He wants to rob us from who God made us to be. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, the psalmist teaches us that, you know, even in our mother's womb, we're perfectly knitted together. So when you think about God's plan and his purpose and the identity, the thumbprint, fingerprint of God that's on our life, Well, the enemy doesn't like that. So what does he want to do? Is he wants to steal that. And not only that, he wants to kill the potential. God knows what kind of potential our children has, but guess what? So does the devil. And the last thing the devil wants is for our kids to fulfill their God-given potential. So he wants to rob them. He wants to steal that identity. He wants to, unfortunately, kill the potential that God has put inside of them. And, you know, it says steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy their hopes and their dreams. Well, no better place to do that than to throw them in a situation or into an atmosphere where they are fed lies constantly. And so one of the things that's so important as parents, and if those of you that are watching and listening today, just know, we realize, we know, we've been there. We walk through this situation with so many different parents, and they're concerned that the identity challenges that our kids are facing right now are almost to the point to where kids are just, they are bombarded by so many, values that are a contradiction to what even makes sense, just on a normal, practical, logical level. And yet a lot of our kids have bought into this whole notion, if you will, because it's being constantly reinforced in our culture that, hey, you be you, you know, be true to yourself, don't allow someone else to try to force you to be who you're not. Well, all that sounds somewhat true. Some of that sounds somewhat, inspiring. But the problem is that there's a lot of subtleties with those kinds of statements that are also very misleading. So at the end of the day, what we want to do is we want to help make sure, as parents, that's why we're calling it identity detective, in the fact that we got to listen and watch for those warning signs, for those comments, for those areas that maybe are in question when it comes to just how secure our kids are actually feeling and how confident and secure they really are in their relationship with God, and understanding when it comes to their own self-concept, self-image of who God made them to be.
Yeah, and I think I love the word detective. Some parents can be accused by their kids that they're being a detective in their life, but come on, God gave us those kids as the greatest gift of our life. So we better be watching like hawks what's going on with our kiddos. And that starts young. What are we showing them on TV shows? What are we allowing our babies to watch? Mm-hmm. All right. There's some great content out there that is scripture. There's great songs that are written for children with scripture where you're just pouring life, prophetic word over their life, the Bible speaking life into them. But when our kids are behind closed doors a lot, they're in their bedroom a lot, or they're on their phones a lot, or they got their ears plugged up with their ear pods all the time, and you don't know and you can't hear what's going on, you've got to be able to detect, watch, discern, pray about, God, give me eyes to see, give me ears to hear, help me to read my child what's going on. There's something about a mother and a father that can detect when things are getting awry in their child's life, and you just know it. There's just something gnawing, and you just know something's not right. Well, we got to talk to our kids. We got to speak life into them.
Absolutely. And I think one of
the... Find out what's going on.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest challenges right now, more than ever, combined with the whole identity issue and challenge, is also just a lot of the mental health challenges that go with that. Because, you hear so much today talking about anxiety, depression, and loneliness, and the list goes on
real.
And on.
Yeah.
And it's all very, very real. But at the same time, behind every self-defeating, area in one's life, mm-hmm. is a lie that For they sure. potentially are believing.
Right.
So if our children are feeling insecure, if they don't have the confidence, if they're struggling with their self-worth or self-image, if they look at themselves in the mirror and they don't like what they see, which potentially can cause them to maybe feel, you know, a certain way that maybe is a contradiction to who they truly are when it comes to who God made them to be biologically. All of these different things that are going on inside the hearts and minds of our kids, as parents, we have to call out those lies. And here's the reason why. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and right. The truth will set you free.
Yes.
So there's freedom in truth. There's bondage in lies. There's deception in those lies.
Yes.
And Satan is the father of lies.
Right.
And he appears, the Bible says, as an angel of light. So a lot of things that we hear, a lot of things that our kids see, mm-hmm. a lot of influences that are out there in social media, the things that they're exposed to, mm-hmm. that are reinforcing this culture out there that is really contrary to God's plans and purposes and his truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we as parents have to come in and not only call those lies out for what they are, but help our kids understand that those things are inconsistent with who God is. They're not reflective of his true nature and character. And so therefore, rather than embracing the cultural norms and the lies that are obviously mixed in with all these cultural norms, we got to help our kids know the difference between the lies and the truth.
Correct. And I think that we do that as well by establishing what is our true north. What is the foundation? There is a right and a wrong as believers in Christ, as Christians, that we believe that there is a right and there is a wrong. And the true north of our life, what is the compass that guides us home? On the pathway home, how do you get there? If it's north, you follow true north. And for us, that is the Word of God. There's nothing else that is fundamental truth that has lasted for all since the beginning of time. It's the Word of God is our true north. So we have to establish that in our homes, that this is what we as mom and dad, me as your mother, this is what I build my life upon. This is what we're building our family upon. This is the truth. So everything that comes into the home that might be questioning, you bring it back to, but what does the Word say? Because this is what we build our life upon. And I think it's so important too that we're really detective around their friendships as well, because we obviously have the outside influences, the school, our government, the what they hold in their hands, their phone, things they're listening to, all of it, most of it is countercultural. It's counter to what God has in his Word, but also their friendships. We can be a detective when it comes to what kind of friendships do our kids have, and are they finding life-giving true friendship that believes as you believe in, and their families even maybe, do they believe the same? That was something that was just really important as our kids were growing up that helped, I think, in this whole area, is that we really kind of, I did some detective work on their friends and their friends' families, which that sounds a little harsh, but we're serious about this. And you have to be serious about it. It didn't mean that they couldn't have other friends, but they were going to go spend the night at someone's home that we didn't approve and know the family, and we had the same values.
Yeah, I think that's the key, is mm-hmm. just making sure that our kids have reinforcements.
Yes.
Not only with their peers, but even the other families that
yes.
are all, we're all working together. We're in
yes.
alignment with the same biblical values.
Yes.
You know, we're all operating from the same compass. We all are
yes.
in alignment with the same true north.
Right.
And, you know, because it's so important, you know, I heard someone recently say that friendships is as simple as basic, you know, mathematics.
Mm.
And basically what that means is that we have those in our lives that add to. So these are those who, you know, add good things to our lives. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they add something that's positive, that is wholesome or healthy.
Mm-hmm. But
then you also have those who subtract.
Right.
Those are the ones who take away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones who almost like create problems in our lives because they're constantly taking away. They make life harder and stressful. They make friendships harder and stressful. And then you have those who are the multipliers. And the multipliers are those who not only add to your life, but they give you such inspiration and encouragement by helping you so that you can also add value and be a blessing and impact other people's lives
That's
around
really
you.
Great. Yeah.
But then you have those who divide. And the dividers are those who are in opposition, those who are trying to create conflict.
Divisive, yeah.
Yeah. Those who are always maybe questioning God's truth, questioning, you know, what's right, what's wrong. So again, our kids are surrounded by those type of kids and teachers and coaches and influences each and every day.
Yeah.
Even with social media, who is multiplying, who is adding, and stay away from those who are subtracting and those who are dividing.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to realize that all of these things play a huge role in shaping our identity.
I love what you're saying about the parents as well, that when our kids were growing up, we had a couple of families that we chose to be close with, and it was like double multiplied parents.
Yep.
Because when our kids were at their house, I trusted everything that those parents spoke into our kids. And it was like multiplication of this is who we are. This is who we're not. They believed the same that we believe, that it was God's true north. And they supported us in another way. We were away from our family as our kids were growing up. It was like aunts and uncles, family to us, that we family of choice that we made for our kids. I think that's huge that you choose reinforcements, not only in helping your kids find right friendship, but also families that can support you in what you believe.
Well, one of the things I think parents can do is, and we tried to do this the best that we possibly could to help shape our children's own identities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now we look at them in their young adult years, and our two oldest are now parents and, you know, with children of their own now. And it's just been amazing to see over the course of time them, you know, ultimately find, you know, that unique calling that God has placed on their lives in terms of their gifting and vocations and so on and so forth. But at the same time, they've always been secure in who they were in the Lord. And I think because of the world in which we live today, with all of the digital influences and the voices that are out there, all the so-called talking heads that our kids are exposed to each and every day, even in the classroom, what their friends are saying, you know,
everywhere you turn.
Yeah, video games, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as parents, knowing what we are up against and what we're competing with, we've got to do everything we can to help our kids renew their minds daily.
Yes. Yes.
So therefore, we have to almost like just go the extra mile and almost just be over the top when it comes to reinforcing truth into their lives so that they know that they are lovable, that they are capable, that they are acceptable, that they are forgivable.
Valuable.
Mm-hmm. They need to know and understand those truths and those facts of not only who God says they are, but what we believe they are too when it comes to their potential and them ultimately reaching their full potential in who God made them to be.
Yes.
So the devil, again, as we stated at the very beginning, is out to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and experience it to the full.
Yes.
So we got to be those life-giving agents and those life-giving reinforcements and those life-giving voices speaking truth into the lives of our kids.
Yeah. One of our favorite scriptures as the kids were growing up was Ephesians 2:10, that You are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do great things that he planned for you long, long before you truly you were even born. He had these plans for you. And we would speak that over our kids, that you are a masterpiece. I'm already starting to speak that over our brand new grandchildren. I'm speaking that over them, that Rhodes, you are a masterpiece, one of a kind. God loves you. And I think it's just so important. And I remember our kids, they would, you know, say, Mom, that's enough, you know, stop. Especially our son would say that to me, Mom, okay, come on, that's enough. Even at 23 years old, he is today. I still, he'll say, Mom, you're so weird. You're so crazy, you know, joking with me. But our kids can't get enough. They cannot get enough encouragement, no matter their age, from birth to whatever age they are today. I'm 54 years of age. I still need encouragement. We can't get enough life spoken into us. And it's so important that we take on that responsibility as parents, no matter the age of our children, that we are one of the biggest life givers that they have.
Yeah, the world is trying to take away. The culture is making withdrawals every single day. And so as parents, we got to make those deposits to reinforce, to speak the truth, and to share the truth. Because again, you know, the enemy wants to do everything he can to get our kids to believe the lies as truth, but that only leads to bondage. But when our kids understand the truth and they start living their lives according to that truth, there's freedom in that truth. There's confidence in that truth. There's security in that truth. Because now they're living free in Christ and they're able to move forward and achieve what God has placed inside of them to reach their full potential. And so they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we need to reinforce that constantly over and over and over in their minds and in their hearts.
That's right. So, and as we wrap this up, I think it's important to say that if you have a child that is struggling in a deeper way, in a way that you're detecting that is maybe outside your ability, we want to encourage you to get with a Christian, Bible-based counselor.
Absolutely.
Has to be a Christian Bible-based counselor, or they're going to get the lies of this culture in our world. But you've got to get with a Bible-believing counselor and help you work through some things. We don't take that lightly. It's very serious. So,
and as parents, too, I think it's also just important to realize and admit that if you're unhealthy and you're insecure in your own identity and who God made you to be, well, it's going to be very difficult for you to give that positive reinforcement and that kind of reassurance to your kids.
That's
so
true.
It's hard to give what you don't have.
Right.
So we got to first and foremost make sure that we as parents, it's kind of like, you know, when the, you know, on the airplane, when the flight attendant says, you know, hey, in the case of an emergency, you know, put the oxygen on your mask first.
Before
you put it on your children.
Yeah.
And it's important that we make sure that we're healthy, that our identity is secure, and that we are living that truth. And we have been set free from whatever bondage or lies that we ourselves maybe have been guilty of believing. And so, again, behind every self-defeating behavior is a lie that we have chosen to believe. And so we got to allow God to set us free from that. And that comes through the truth of God's word and through the truth of Jesus. So today we just want to encourage you as parents, for those of you that are watching and listening, hey, you can do this. And we want to come alongside. We want to help encourage you, inspire you, give you a lot of hope and how-tos along the way. See us as your greatest champions of the faith in terms of
cheering you on.
We are cheering you on, and we just want to encourage you to, because listen, this fight that we're battling against as parents is worth fighting for. So don't give up. Don't lose heart. You can do this, and we're here to walk alongside with you. We want to say thank you for joining us today on the Winning Family Podcast. And again, we want to encourage you to rate, review it, share it with your friends. And we really hope that you'll continue to Subscribe if you haven't already so you can make sure to get these into your inbox each and every month. Well, God bless you guys. Until next time, we'll see you at the Winning Family Podcast.